another edition of Dish Omaha featuring Omaha's very own resident foodie, KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Jeff, good morning. It is a beautiful fall day on this gorgeous campus, and I want to take you back to your college days.
Oh, here on UNO, the UNO campus.
When you were in college, what was the fanciest food you ate?
Burger King in Elmwood Park.
There you
know,
you
I'd
go.
Park there and then run late to class.
Well, imagine being a culinary student, and you routinely are eating for lunch shrimp a la Diabla,
no.
Or chicken crepes with bacon and gooey Gouda cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you're a student at the Metropolitan Community College's culinary program, which actually has been in existence since 1974.
Really?
You can get two different paths here: culinary arts and management, or hospitality and restaurant leadership. So
right.
This place is training some of the finest area professionals that we have. And there are many other things that this culinary program offers to connect to the community. Now, let me ask you, Jeff, what's a cuisine or technique you might like to learn a little bit more about?
Oh, great question. So, I think I'm a pretty good cook. I like to make up recipes, but I lack technique, like cutting an onion or
okay.
a tomato. And I always see chefs on those shows where they have their fingertips. I'm doing it to you. Curled
right.
in so
yes.
they don't cut them.
So you don't
I don't know how to do that.
Off.
And then like balancing, like how do you slice a tomato without it tipping over?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you can go to Local Flavor, which is the 15-year-old YouTube channel, and chefs there will routinely show uh-huh. you how to do all of those techniques for free.
That's their YouTube
yes.
channel?
Yes, it's amazing. And they also do community courses. They've taught thousands of citizens and non-professionals like you and me mm-hmm. for years. And I was just looking at the fall slate of classes. You could take Chef, this is for you, Chef Jeff.
Yeah.
French macaron.
Oh,
a class on just making French macarons.
Okay.
There are also youth camps. They teach 300 to 400 kids a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do group travel. So anybody who's interested in food can sign up for one of their trips. And the associate dean of the school, Brian O'Malley, was telling me that it's amazing. You get people from 18 to 80 that go on these trips that all have different types of culinary interests. The students who are a part of the program are getting in there and wanting to make the soda bread in Ireland. And the retirees are like, let me just have a beer and you can let me know when the food's ready. So it's a great way to experience those kinds of things together with mm-hmm. with a different group. But of course, the game changer for the program really was the introduction of the Sage Student Bistro. And I think this is one of Omaha's true hidden gems. This is a totally student-run restaurant that was opened in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
They made their present location around 2010. And according to Brian O'Malley, the game changer was it put the guest at the center of the program.
Mm.
He contends that you can't learn to cook without knowing that you're cooking for other people.
And that goes back to that hospitality thing.
Exactly.
So important.
Exactly. Now, the students before this restaurant opened were responsible for the college cafeteria. So elevated food there. But this really takes fine dining to a new level and lets everybody in the program.
I've heard about it. I need to go.
You need to go.
I'm going to go soon.
So it's on the campus at 32nd and Sorensen. It's a beautiful, beautiful building. Their lunch service this semester will start September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to be doing dinner course until the winter because they're making some changes. So if you are interested, you need to just check the website. They're not open all the time like a regular restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, it's fine dining. There is a little bit of a dress code. They don't want you wearing shorts or flip-flops. And they do take reservations. You can get that right on Open Table. But the thing I love is it really lets you experience fine dining without the stuffiness, you know, without the pretense. It's a way to eat really elevated food in an easy, affordable setting.
And allows the students to do what they're going to do professionally.
Exactly, and learn it in
mm-hmm.
real time.
Yep.
I took a look at their lunch menu that's starting in the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, when we think about lunch, sometimes you mentioned Burger King. You want a burger and fries, right? You can get a burger and fries on their lunch menu. I will tell you, it's a griddled pastrami burger with melted fontina cheese
wow.
and horseradish aioli.
Oh.
Now, and I'm sure you were getting fries with your Burger King, and I know you speak French. Can you tell me the name of a French fry?
Pommes frites.
Right. So there are pommes frites with their special sage seasoning and an aioli.
Oh.
Now, one of the things they do when they do dinner courses is they feature a prominent chef in the United States or around the world, and the students build a menu around that chef's cuisine. So I went to the Rick Bayless dinner this summer. It's 4 or 5 courses, very affordable. They always start with these incredible breads that they make in-house with butters and spreads. And I remember I had a blue corn risotto style presentation with elote relish and cilantro crema. And an amazing achiote pork tenderloin with guajillo tomato broth. Now, I know you like sweets. Imagine, if you will, a dark chocolate tres leches with caramel almond filling and creamy ganache.
Which you brought samples of. No, you did
once
not.
Once again, I did not.
So let me ask you. So you're saying that they bring these chefs in how often? Like once a year?
Well, no, the chefs don't come in, but the students who are studying these chefs then make their menus around that chef's cuisine. So it's an homage, really.
And how do you find out about that?
It's all on the website.
Which is?
Right. It's part of the MCC.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The community website.
And the local flavor, the YouTube channel, if I just Google
you'll
that, I can find
that
it.
As well. And if you want to take a trip to Ireland and make some soda bread, you can do that as in addition. And I think you should really look into French macaroons because you could bring those here to the studio.
Oh, I could.
One thing that Brian O'Malley shared with me is when you support the program, you are going to the restaurant and supporting the program, but you're also, every time you eat out in an Omaha restaurant, you're supporting those students because all 300 of those students in the program are working at our restaurants and places around town.
Love it. Thanks, Diane. Dish Omaha, Diane Watson, thank you so much. Talk to you next Wednesday.